Hello there, my audio friends. Slandy here. It is March 12th, and it is currently 10 minutes after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I just got back into my car after having an appointment at the pacemaker clinic of the Montreal General Hospital, where I got a checkup of my ICD, my implantable cardio defibrillator. As most of you know, I got it installed back in July of 2013, and it's been happily sitting in my chest ever since, monitoring my heart and making sure that everything is fine. And during these ICD checkups, what they do is they put an apparatus about the size of a computer mouse over my chest on the left side where the ICD happily resides, and they connect a little bit like pairing Bluetooth devices to this console machine that will then download the telemetry and find out what my heart's been at and if I've had any episodes of arrhythmia. And I'm happy to report that I have not. I had a little blip, but the technician said absolutely nothing, perfectly normal. So the heart is doing fine, I'm happy to report. And now I'm not sure how I'm going to get to my mother's from here, because that's always a bit of a perplexing thing. I suppose I could go down to the 20. I'm on a street called Atwater right now. Atwater sort of cuts through the western part of downtown Montreal from north to south, or south to north, depending on which direction you're heading. And I know what I'm going to do. Okay, no problem. All right, so what I was saying is, so during these ICD checks, what they do is they'll look at the telemetry, and they'll also check the cable that goes from the ICD unit into my heart by actually playing with my heart rate. They will actually pace my heart rate up and then pace it back down just to make sure that the cable connection is good. And the technician said, I'm fine. And now, what was particular about today, and I have such a feeling of warmth and such a feeling of, you can probably hear it in my voice, satisfaction, is because there was a group of people talking in the waiting area, and one of the gentlemen was asking all sorts of questions about ICDs and does it hurt and how long does it take and all these various questions. And it's because he was going to get one and he was really nervous and he had all these questions. So after having checked in with the office, I walked over there and I said, hey, look, I undid my shirt and I showed him. I said, this is my ICD. I've had it for a year and a half or so, and I've been doing great. If you have any questions, and he did. He had a barrage of questions for me. All sorts of things. Like, does it hurt? Does it feel? What does it feel like? What does it feel like to have this thing in your body? Is there any possibility of rejection? All these various questions. Some I could answer. In fact, most I could answer. Some I said, you're better off talking to the doctor. I didn't want to give him any false information. The amazing thing, at one point, obviously, he was rather distraught about having this thing in his body. And I just said, you know what? You want to touch it? Go ahead. Touch mine. You'll see. You'll see what it feels like. So that when you have yours, you'll know what it's like. And people will ask. And, he asked me, does it hurt? I said, no. You can tap it. I wouldn't want to fall on it because it's still a piece of metal in your body, which could damage the metal or damage the unit or the cable. You got to be careful. And unfortunately, the guy works in a foundry. I don't know this guy. I met him literally half an hour ago. And he works in a foundry, and I didn't have the heart to tell him that he may have to quit that job, because if I'm not mistaken, foundries often have very large electrical equipment, very potent and very powerful magnets. And so he he may not be able to keep his job, because you cannot be around powerful magnets or powerful magnetic fields when you have an ICD, because, well, that's how they turn off ICDs and turn them back on. I imagine there's some kind of timed read switch or something that reacts to a magnetic field, and that's how they do it, because they can't get in the unit other than by radio. But of course, it would make sense that they wouldn't have the function to turn off an ICD or turn it back on via radio waves, because God forbid something should happen and it picks up some extraneous radio wave or signal that would inadvertently turn off the ICD, or even worse, make it go off. You know, the ICD part. The pacemaker part can probably, you'll be okay. It might make your heart go faster or slower, but it wouldn't necessarily kill you. Whereas this is wonderful. I just saw a police officer using a cell phone while they're driving. That is beyond belief. Unbelievable. I wish I had a camera. I would have taken picture of this. I cannot believe I just saw that. Literally, I cannot believe that. You know, we have a law here in Quebec. Well, in Canada, I think most of Canada, but definitely in Quebec, that you cannot drive and use a cell phone at the same time. My cell phone is happily sitting on my dashboard right now, and this guy's got it up to his ear, driving with one hand, and he just, not only that, but he turned right onto a road. Of course, we drive on the right-hand side of the road here, not the left-hand side, but I'll say it in British terms. He was driving on the left-hand side of the road, let's just say, and turning left. So you're supposed to turn into your closest lane when you're turning onto a two-lane boulevard or laneway. He turns, not only is he using his cell phone, but he turns into the rightmost lane. So already there, he's broken two laws. Yeah, but he's a policeman, right? So he's allowed to do that, I suppose. Anyway, that burns me. You know, set an example. It's just like parents with kids. Set a good example. They should be abiding by the law to the letter, except for when they're on a call. I can understand they have to speed, they have to do things, go through red lights and whatever. But if you're driving normally, you just changed lanes, no turn signal. You didn't even look at his blind spot. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyhow, so getting back to what I was saying, what was I saying? Oh, yes. So he had all these questions, and I made him touch the ICD, and I answered all the questions he had, and he looked relieved. Then I was called in for my ICD checkup. When I came back out, he was still there. And what I did was I shook his hand and I wished him the very best of luck. And I was hoping that, you know, everything was going to go fine. I told him, I'm sure everything will be fine. And I wish I had a business card. Unfortunately, I looked in my wallet and all my business cards, I don't know where they are. I got to go home and fill my wallet back up with a few of them. Because I would have loved to have just given him my business card and said, you know what, you have any questions at all, email me, call me, I'll be more than happy to, you know, to help you out. Unfortunately, I didn't, but I mean, he's in great hands. The doctor, if he's seeing the same doctor that treated me, fantastic bedside manner, you know, everything I could hope for, you know, he's in great hands with everybody in that hospital, so... You know, he really doesn't need me. But sometimes you want somebody who's gone through it, right, to help out. Anyway, I've helped out somebody on Twitter, whose Twitter handle I forget right now. But I've helped this woman out who might need one. But right now, it's not absolute that she does, but she may need one. And so she was asking me all sorts of questions as well over Twitter. So that's it. That's it for me. I'm just run out of time, and I will talk to you again soon on Audio Boom. Now I'm kind of straddling here between VoiceBow and Audio Boom, but you know what? I'm going to probably stay on both platforms unless something better comes along. Who knows? You never know, right? Okay, so catch you all later. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful end of the day. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing.